Molly Roberts, welcome to FFA Today. Thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I'm happy to speak with you and looking forward to hearing about all of your adventures and everything you're doing in agriculture involving FFA and otherwise. You've got a very interesting story, and I see that you won the Idaho Star in Agribusiness in 2014 with FFA. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
In 2014, I ran for State Star in Agribusiness through Idaho FFA, and it had a lot to do with what I call Roberts Performance Mules, which is the company that my dad and I started when I was 8th grade. And we just started bringing in mules from all around the state and all around the country, and we started training them, and then it led to a professional rodeo act with 12 miniature mules that we drove all around the country from Alabama all the way to Washington. And so we went all around the country doing that, and that's what my SAE project was for FFA, which led me to winning State Star in Agribusiness in 2014.
How interesting. And so what chapter did you participate in FFA at?
I was in Midvale, Idaho, which our chapter consisted of about 8 people at that point.
So not the biggest chapter in the country, but maybe the most spirit.
Definitely not the biggest chapter.
Okay. And the name of you and your father's business is Mighty Mini Mules of Midvale. Am I correct about that?
That is correct. That's what we call their professional rodeo act.
Awesome. So how did you get started in this? Was this something that your father was doing before you were old enough to join in, or did this happen after you were able to be part of it?
Well, when my dad was younger, he was really involved with mules. And then when I was born, we kind of got out of it for a little bit. And then I started getting really interested in it. And so he bought me a mule and we started going to mule shows. And then I really, really wanted to be involved. And so we started the rodeo act and just went from there.
And so how many days a year or weekends a year did you travel?
At one point, we were home 2 weekends a year.
Wow. So you were gone 50 out of 52 weeks per year?
Yeah, we were gone a lot. I was actually homeschooled for a little bit so that I wasn't missing so much school.
And were you able to continue to participate in FFA while you were being homeschooled and on the road so much?
Once I became a freshman in high school, I went back to school just so I could be involved in FFA, to be honest.
So that was your stimulus for going back to the in-classroom instruction was to be involved in FFA?
Yeah, definitely. I did not like school until I got involved in FFA.
What an interesting story. And so what led you to FFA? I mean, how did that, if you weren't in school and you were not enjoying school at that point, how did you even know to go and join up?
I had some friends that were involved in FFA, and they always talked about how fun it was, but how educational it was at the same time. And so I really liked our ag teacher at the time, too, because he was really involved in our community. So I spent quite a bit of time with him, and he's like, you need to come be part of my chapter. And so I finally got wrestled around and finally went back to school. And so I got involved in FFA, and I ended up being chapter president and winning State Star in Agribusiness and all sorts of stuff.
Very, very cool. So what did you say on your application for the State Star in Agribusiness? What was it about your business that made you stand out?
I think what stood out most about my business was that I was really, really involved. There was no part of it that just my dad did and then just part that I did. It was all of me, and my dad just mentored me. And I was really knowledgeable, I think, about our business. And so during the interview, I could answer any question they asked me.
Excellent. So everything from marketing to finances to training the mules all the way up to performing at events?
Exactly, including feed rations and maintenance and healthcare, marketing, all of it. I was really involved hands-on.
Very interesting. Now, I read that you ran both a 12 and a 16 hitch miniature mule team. So explain to our audience, what is the difference between a 12 and a 16 hitch?
The one that we ran the most was a 12. And so we'd have 12 mules strung all the way out by twos. And then a 16 was just by twos, 16 mules straight out.
Okay. And so why would you have one over the other? Could you do things with a 12 hitch team that you could not do with a 16 hitch team?
Our 12 was really, really broke and really, really good. And so we could wrap them completely around the wagon, and they were really fast too, because we like to do all of our things at high speeds, mm-hmm. which is really untraditional for wagons and horse hitches like that. And so it was really exhilarating to see little mules running that fast. And so we really preferred our 12 just because we felt like we could trust them a lot more than our 16.
Okay. And so then what would you do with the 16 hitch team?
We do the same things, but we wouldn't perform at breakneck speeds and do the different kind of tricks that we like to do with our 12.
Now, did you have a favorite spot to go and perform? Was there one place that stood out that you were always looking forward to?
I really liked performing at Bishop, California, which is the world championships in the mule world, because it's just the top of the top in my world, and it was always so much fun to go there.
So you enjoyed going down there, and you said you went all the way from Alabama to Washington State? What kind of events did you go to when you went down to the southern states like Alabama?
We had little mule shows that we did, and we never took the 12 down there, but we'd do some performances and just do some like promotional work and stuff to hopefully get the 12 down there. We never did get the 12. We got hired to go down there for a Wild West show in Alabama, but that was right when all those tornadoes and hurricanes were going through, so the Coliseum that we were supposed to perform in actually got torn down. So we're supposed to be able to still go and do that when the Coliseum is rebuilt.
And are you still actively working in this business with your father?
Yeah, we've kind of switched directions a little bit. We're not so much doing the 12 anymore as a little bit more like 4-up chuck wagon races or team chuck wagon races or chariot races. And we're working a lot with the performance mule side of things. And so we've been training a lot of saddle mules to go to shows. And we even bought a jack here recently, which is a male donkey, so that we could start breeding some of our own performance mules.
And so tell us about your life right now. Do I understand correctly that you have graduated high school and you're going to college right now?
Yep, I'm attending the University of Idaho as an agricultural education major. And I recently just got married.
Well, congratulations to you on both fronts.
Thank you.
And so you've chosen to major in agricultural education. Do you want to return to the classroom as an ag ed instructor?
Absolutely. That's my big dream, is I want to inspire kids the way that I was inspired by my ag teacher, to want to come to school and want to be involved in the community.
So you're not quite done with FFA yet?
Not quite.
Good for you. Now, I have to tell you that I went out and I looked at a lot of stuff on the internet about you before we spoke, and I looked at your Facebook page, and I saw that there's a wedding photo on there of you with your husband where you're both holding your blue jacket. So you actually incorporated the FFA into your wedding. Can you tell us about that?
John and I actually met in Washington, D.C. at the Washington, D.C. Leadership Conference. He's from Missouri, and I was from Idaho, obviously. And so we dated for 2 years, long distance, 1,600 miles in between us. And the whole reason we got married is because of FFA. We never would have been able to meet each other and spend so much time with each other.
Well, what a wonderful opportunity to bring people of like-minded and like ideals together through an organization like FFA.
Absolutely.
And so is he going to the University of Idaho as well?
Yes, he is. He's an animal science major.
Excellent. Obviously, FFA must mean a ton to each of you if you were willing to incorporate those jackets into your wedding photos.
Yeah.
Well, do you have your eyes on anywhere in particular for your student teaching as you go through your ag education major, or do you know where you want to wind up when you're full-time in the classroom?
I don't know where I want to go for my student teaching, but I'd really like to come back to Midvale and teach. That's my big dream. I don't know if that'll happen, but it would mean a lot to me.
And how did FFA help you? Once you got back into school and you were continuing to work in this business with your father, and you were developing as a student and a young lady and a future college student, what did FFA give you that has helped you going forward?
It's given me so much. I used to be this really shy and quiet girl that never wanted to talk and couldn't look people in the face. And now I can walk up to anybody and be like, this is what I do. This is me. This is what I love. And I can be really passionate about my mules and my industry, and I can be passionate about agriculture. And I'm hoping that I'm inspiring people, and that's what I've always wanted.
Well, good for you. I love you saying that you were this really quiet and shy girl that just happened to go out in front of thousands of people and perform.
That's different. You don't have to talk to people.
You just have to work with your mules and pretend like none of those people are there.
Exactly.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, once you are in the classroom and you are the FFA advisor, how do you plan on inspiring students to be involved in FFA and growing your chapter?
I really just want them to be passionate about what they're doing. It's so easy to go to math class and be like, I have to be here because I need this to graduate. But it's so much easier to go to an ag classroom and be like, I'm really passionate about animals. I want to learn about animal science, and I want to be able to nourish people like that. I'll be like, you're really interested in animal science. Here's all these things that we need to do in class, but here's so much more that you can do to get you where you want to be. And I think being individualized with students like that is what they need to be passionate about, what inspires them.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. And I love to hear you talking about it in that perspective, that going to your agriculture classes in school is beyond just something that you have to do to get through. It's something you want to do.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great, and I love your story. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing all of this with us, Molly.
Yeah, no problem.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.